Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So in this talk, this discussion, we're going to talk about happiness and fulfillment. These are very common traits that share a lot of similarities. Happiness comes from something that we do. This could be reading a book, going for a walk, or believe it or not, tidying your bedroom. Fulfillment is the reason behind that happiness. So, for example, you might gain happiness from reading a book, but you read books because you love to get lost in a new, exciting world that's different from your own. Being happy and fulfilled with aspects of life can lead to a variety of benefits, including more productivity, success, and a happier, more enjoyable life in general. Happiness is not just important, it's absolutely vital. Life is difficult for a lot of people and can be tiresome, boring, and stressful as well. But happiness can help to counter these feelings, these negative emotions. We're often at our happiest when we do something that we enjoy. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, what do we enjoy? Happiness is subjective to us as individuals, and what makes us happy might differ from day to day. But we all have something that makes us happy. Happiness, whilst it might feel like just a fleeting emotion, can actually be a lot deeper. Happiness helps us connect with people and build hope, but it also negates those sad feelings of anger, frustration, and disappointment. The benefits of happiness. Well, happiness isn't just a feel-good factor of the human psyche. It also contains a wide range of benefits to our lives, including more productivity. We're more productive when we actually enjoy what we're doing. That's fairly obvious. Happiness and fulfillment both have a role to play in how productive we are in our day-to-day lives. More happiness leads to more productivity as we want to express our happiness and our enjoyment through our work. This can work in a cycle too, as the better quality of work can lead to more happiness, which again can be expressed through our improved studies, relationships, or work. Improved health. Happiness can actually improve your health and help you deal with stress more effectively. Studies have shown that increased happiness can actually reduce the risk of heart disease by up to maybe 30%. Beside this, excessive amounts of stress causes higher levels of cortisone to be released, the stress hormone. Stress has a lot of negative effects on the body, particularly if the stress is prolonged or excessive. Through research, we've found that individuals who tend to be happier have lower levels of cortisol in their body, effectively meaning they're less stressed. Being happy brings smiles. Smiling releases three hormones that make us feel good: dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins. These three signal to our bodies that we're happy, and of course in turn we feel happy. So sharing smiles helps to keep us all healthy and happy. Longevity. Strangely, research has shown that being happier can actually lead to a longer life. Because of all the health benefits that happiness and fulfillment have on the body, researchers believe this can lead to increased longevity. A study of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that people who are more optimistic and have more of a positive outlook on life had a longer lifespan. And those same people had a higher chance of living healthier past 85. Better creativity. Happiness tends to make us focus on positives rather than negatives. By increasing happiness, we can face adversity, the problems in life, whether it be problems with work, school, or relationships, in a more effective and efficient manner. By being more focused on positive aspects of an issue, we can identify what we need to solve quicker. Better relationships. Happiness can lead to better relationships to those around us. Most people will want to be happy around people that make them feel that same happiness. By having happiness and actively showing it to those around you, you can make others feel happy and improve your relationship with them. In a great way, happiness has a knock-on effect, and that can easily be passed on from person to person. Improved relationships can also lead to a variety of benefits itself, including better mental health, lower blood pressure, and effective immune systems. And we can actually feel less pain, amongst other things. Overall, being happy just makes life better. It might not always be the easiest thing to be happy, but there's no denying that it leads to a better quality of life. Okay, so how to gain fulfillment? Just like happiness, fulfillment is subjective to each of us. On the other hand, happiness comes naturally to us. There are often times when we surprise ourselves with happiness. However, fulfillment is something which we strive to achieve, which can boost our own happiness. One of the best ways to gain fulfillment is to do something that we love. That might be easier said than done, or it might be the easiest thing in the world. It all depends on what you love. By doing this, you can feel greater happiness, and in turn, you can have a better lifestyle. However, there is a chance that to feel fulfilled, you might have to do more than just what you love. Risk-taking is a big factor in terms of fulfillment. Most of us have dreams and goals that might be hard to achieve, but definitely doable with planning, hard work, and perseverance and determination. Whilst it can be easy to feel disappointed and disheartened by an apparent lack of progress, you just have to keep on working at it until you get that fulfillment. So, gaining fulfillment. Imagine the best. Looking to what you hope to achieve goes a long way to actually achieving it. By envisioning the best possible outcome for you, both personally and professionally, you can help yourself to achieve that very thing, because not having it can lead to disappointment and sadness. Have a look at our affirmations discussion. That also talks about this imagining the best. Find purpose. If you're actively contributing to the betterment of society, you tend to feel better and fulfilled, simply because it's the right thing to do. Most people want to be part of something that's greater than they are, and the way in which this is achieved is by contributing something that improves the lives of others. Push yourself. We are the ones who decide where our lives lead. It can feel easy to let others decide for us, and for most people it would make life simpler and a lot less stressful. But unfortunately, that isn't how life usually works. If we want to achieve something, we have to work for it. The chances of getting everything we want in life handed to us on a plate is pretty much impossible. It's not really selfish to put your own interests ahead of everyone else, as long as they're not inconvenienced by that. And the way that you can feel fulfilled is by making it on your own, off your own efforts, by pushing yourself to be the best you can be, and seeking out the answers you want and not having to rely on others to give them to you. Be open. Change is part of life and will happen constantly. It's the very spice of life. opening yourself up to change and possessing the ability to be flexible and accept change can strengthen you as a person. When the change happens, you might not be expecting it, but with a willing, flexible nature and approach, you might be able to deal with it a lot better than most people. As a result, you can get back on the right track and refocus on yourself and feel fulfilled in your new environment. Most people just want to be happy in life. Well, who doesn't? But by adding fulfillment to your life as well, your happiness can only get bigger and better. You are the only person who knows what makes you fulfilled. So you're the only person who can achieve it. So you have to ask yourself, are you happy? Or do you want to feel happy and then some? Some of what we've been discussing is available in a couple of other podcasts as well for more information. The Affirmations podcast, as well as our Flexible and Agile one. So I hope you found that interesting, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.